This is Senator Al Simpson. America is right on the brink of losing its historic ability to produce enriched uranium for our nation's nuclear power industry. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, right now, more than 20% of America's electricity is generated by the power of the atom. The uranium needed for this vital contribution to the nation's energy consumption has always been mined and enriched right here in these United States. But unless sensible action takes place this year in Congress, America's uranium industry will lose its ability to produce, and our network of nuclear power plants will become completely dependent upon the foreign market. Sound familiar? Ted, the lack of a national energy policy and our crippling reliance on overseas oil should teach us that we can't afford to let the same thing happen to uranium, too. Now, here's your chance to prevent a disaster in the making and help America be more energy independent. Will you take it? Don't bet the rent.
Al, we need an energy policy, as the Persian Gulf crisis continues to prove. President Bush insists that if we go to war, it'll be for principle, not oil. Well, I see principle is now selling for $1.60 a gallon. Where we part company, Al, is over the cockamamie solutions you're touting. Those Simpson snake oil cures are worse than the disease. Nuclear power is not safe. The last thing we need is a costly taxpayer bailout of the uranium industry. If we never build another nuclear power plant, Al, it's too soon for me. It would also be a major mistake to lift the environmental restrictions that block offshore drilling for oil. A sound energy policy must look elsewhere. Building cars with better mileage, using more natural gas, tapping solar, hydro, and other renewable sources. Stop cheerleading for nuclear power, Al. Start supporting these safer alternatives. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on abusive marketing practices for prescription drugs. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.